Along the upper eastern part of South America, in Brazil, northern Argentina, Paraguay, eastern Bolivia, and southeastern Peru, there are special kinds of tropical habitats called tropical savannas and tropical scrub forests. These areas are home to a very unique animal, the maned wolf. Winter Woodrow and her team of researchers recently came back from an expedition to the tropical savannas in search of the elusive maned wolf. Winter Woodrow, reporting.
The maned wolf is an extremely distinctive animal and has been the subject of my interest for the past 2 months. I set out to Peru to try to learn more about this disappearing animal. The first day I arrived, after we set up camp, my team and I decided to get up about an hour before dawn the next day to try to catch a glimpse of the maned wolf. The maned wolf is a nocturnal animal, so we knew we'd only be able to study it at night. We wanted to get an idea of whether or not we were close to any of the wolf's nests. During the day, we found some close-by liberia plants and made note of where they were. Liberia plants are a tomato-like plant that make up about 30 to 50% of the wolf's diet. Unlike the maned wolf's northern wolf relatives, it is an omnivore and is the only wolf whose diet consists of half meat and half plants. Liberia fruit make up a huge portion of this. The next morning, a bit before dawn, we set out through the tall grass towards the liberia plant that we had located the day before. We got about 20 feet from it, although we heard a large amount of scuttling, and by the time we got to the plant, there was nothing there. Maned wolves are very shy creatures and try to avoid contact with humans. As the weeks wore on, the research team and I got on a backward sleep schedule to accommodate for the nocturnal wolves. We got better at going unnoticed by the wolves with use of night vision and motion-activated cameras. Every night, right around dusk, we were greeted with the sound of the maned wolves doing a sort of deep single bark, which was the sign to the wolves' mates that it was time to start hunting. During this expedition, it was hard to believe why anyone wouldn't go to great lengths to preserve such a remarkable creature, but the fact is that the maned wolf's habitat is getting destroyed, and so the numbers of wolves are dwindling. I asked Dr. Snyder about this and other causes of the drop in the maned wolf population.
Unfortunately, the tropical savannas and scrub forests of South America are quickly getting turned into farms and croplands. This is pushing the maned wolves into smaller and smaller areas in South America. Additionally, when the farmers overtake an area, they bring with them small animals like chickens. The maned wolf often gets in trouble because they go after the farm chicken and often get shot by the farmers. Also, different body parts of the maned wolf are thought to bring luck and be powerful charms, so they are hunted for this reason, too.
Although the maned wolf is protected by law in South America, and portions of their tropical habitat have been set aside as reserves, the maned wolf is still in danger. I'm very glad that I got to go on this expedition and learn about such a beautiful animal.